Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Guys, where we're going? We're going to Bremerton. That's exactly right. Men's Room World Tour rolls on. Yes, we're going to Bremerton. Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5, join us at the Tracington Movie House in lovely Bremerton for an afternoon of drinking. The Men's Room IPA from Black Raven will be there, as well as the 20th anniversary lager. Men's Room beer brats from Uli's, absolutely free, and you can bring the entire family. Mm-hmm. They've got arcade in there, games,
and everything
else. But don't
let that stop you.
Exactly. Just drop them off, and then you guys head out on your own. We'll babysit your kids from 2 to 5 on Saturday.
Mileswell.
July 19th. Hope to see you there. Oh, I like kids, man.
No, yeah. I'm with you. I'm just like, I don't know if I'll be babysitting, though.
All you got to do, basically, my move is this. Every once, like every 15 minutes, you just yell down the street, hey, guys, stop.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's going on.
Somebody give them some quarters. Well, yeah.
Right.
That's seriously. Point. You and the wife, you can go out for afternoon, you know, go shopping, whatever. Just drop the kids off from 2 to 5. We'll take care of
them. Give them quarters, man.
Don't do that. Jesus. Yeah, it is absolutely free. And that's our next stop on the Men's Room World Tour. Details now at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tanya. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Tanya, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. All right, Tanya, our Men's Room poll. Who would you say is the best-looking member of your family? Is it a parent, a sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
A cousin.
Cousin. What's she look like?
Oh, she's really pretty. Chocolate brown eyes, big dimples.
All right.
All the things I look for.
Chocolate brown eyes.
Chocolate brown. Yeah. Three of them.
Well, people typically say, like, blue eyes.
Right.
Beautiful green eyes. They were like, chocolate brown.
Chocolate brown. Or if you're, Michael Jordan,
it's a beautiful yellow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your question, who hosted The Daily Show before?
Ray Pizzotto yellow.
It's like a dirty tequila was poured directly in his eyeballs.
Uses it for Visine.
It's beautiful. Who hosted The Daily Show before Jon Stewart?
Oh, I don't have a clue on that one.
Was it Craig Kilborn?
I don't even have a
Craig Kilborn.
Yeah. It was. Okay. He just disappeared. You want to talk about people disappearing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got an update on Mario Van Peebles. He went behind the scenes and became a director.
Okay.
He wrote, directed Red Sky.
Red Sky?
I looked up his Wikipedia.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with Mario Van Peebles. Like I said, like he just got a little older, and then his heyday was just the 80s, like late 80s, early 90s.
Well, he was also eaten by a shark. You got to remember that.
He was.
He was eaten by a shark, right? Didn't he die in Jaws 4? Or did he survive? I thought he was eaten. Spoiler alert, sorry.
Man, I can't.
I think he was.
I will watch the original Jaws. I can't tell you the last time I watched any of the other Jaws.
You know, man, we just watched the original Jaws last Friday, right? They put it on TV. We've been talking about a 50th anniversary. It is a great movie, man.
Yeah.
It really is. Just sitting there beginning to end, I'm like, there is nothing wrong with this movie. Until my son walked in and said, the shark looks fake. I said, it is fake. real goddamn shark in this movie? Are you kidding me?
That is weird, because I screwed up last week Vito Corleone and The Godfather, and then I went home and watched it that night. It was like randomly on. I was like, oh, sweet, Godfather.
All right, your question, Tanya. What gas makes up 74% of the sun's mass?
Hydrogen?
Boom.
Got it.
Nice well job. Done, nice Tanya. Job.
Tanya.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Wade, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I guess you probably have a 99.9, no pun intended, percent of guessing that right.
Not sober.
Not sober.
Okay.
All right, Wade.
What are you drinking?
I'm embarrassed to tell you. Four Loko.
Four Loko?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, you know, one can, it's a party in a can.
I mean, would you find it on the side of a highway? Are they still selling that stuff?
Yeah. Well, they took all the Red Bull stuff out of it, so, yeah.
Correct. They changed the recipe, and now it's kind of back. They're making a hard push of, like...
What is it now? Is it like, caffeine?
It might have a little caffeine. They just had... The amount they had in there.
It was like, okay, guys, dial it back.
Right, it was equal to, like, four Bud Lights and two Red Bulls in one can.
What's the percentage of alcohol in that?
13%.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you get your bang for the buck on that stuff.
That's, no doubt.
Okay.
And it tastes like crap, but, you know...
What flavor are you rocking? Budget.
It's not Mad Dog, so hey.
Yeah, what flavor are you drinking there?
This one, it's...
The fact that you have to look says it all.
Yeah, no, actually, it's outside. I came inside
to be honest with you, I don't think that the Mad Dog tastes bad at all. No. I mean, comparatively speaking to some energy drinks and other things, like, I've had Mad Dog lately. It doesn't taste bad.
Were you at that bar?
Yes.
Okay.
I was playing pinball.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're doing shots of Mad Dog.
Right, but it doesn't taste bad.
Yeah, I haven't had Mad Dog in...
I mean, I didn't drink the bottle of it.
It's because you're a grown-ass man, Wade. Yeah.
All right, Wade, who is the best-looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, cousin?
It's going to have to be a toss-up between my mom and my sister. She got all the good genes, my sister. My mom was beautiful, and then my sister, I mean, she's really cute.
Is she an older or younger sister?
She's my younger sister.
So did you do a lot of damage control when she was growing up?
A little bit, yes. And I had to do damage control with my mom because all my friends in high school were like, "Hey, your mom is hot."
So were you the ugly? Yeah. Were you the ugly duckling, Wade?
I don't know. You guys have met me. I mean,
yes. Okay, yeah. I
didn't get hit with the big ugly stick, but I mean, I got
just a couple of little ones.
You fell through the ugly tree and hit some branches.
Yeah, just hit the little branches on the way down.
Yeah.
All right, Wade. Here is your question: what gas makes up most of the Earth's atmosphere?
Ooh.
Chevron.
That's supposed to be a clue there. Well, it's not Tecron, so... carbon dioxide?
Nope. Any guesses?
What's the question?
What gas makes up most of the Earth's atmosphere? Now, Mike, you guess oxygen. It's not oxygen.
Hydrogen.
Which is good, because otherwise we'd light a match and we'd be done. Nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
In fact, that's like 78% of the air we breathe.
I can tell, man.
Not everything's funny.
wait. You clean up nice, though, man. I'm looking at a picture from you. You must have been in a wedding.
You look good, Wade.
Yeah. Got your hair all done, wearing a vest.
Wait, man. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is that your
back in my better days. I mean, I'm getting older.
Is that your mom?
Huh?
Is that your mom in that picture?
Yes, it is.
Is she single?
She passed away 5 years ago.
Jesus. I'm back.
There you go.
Been gone so long, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, you bastard.
She was fine until Miles asked.
That's a shame, Wade. Jesus.
That's about what she looked like, too, when she passed away. So, man. Yeah, she did pretty good.
Well, she looked young.
She didn't go out bad.
All right.
Nice.
Yep. Oh, and hey, real quick, before we go on, Ted, at the end, I talked to Mike about giving you a little tongue twister that I was taught as a little kid and see if you could do it. You don't have to worry about the dumb button or anything like that. There are no bad words, but I just want to see if you could do it.
All right, a tongue twister from childhood.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Wade. I don't know if you ever played the video game Halo, but whether you have or have not, what video game developer created the game Halo?
Oh, man. I don't know. I, have played Halo, but developer.
There's also chords like this.
There's chords, jumps, shots.
Mm-hmm.
Never great. You're not familiar with that?
I haven't heard of that, no.
Okay, I'll let him guess and I'll explain what it is. I guarantee it's happened.
Is it kind of the opposite of the jump?
Is it a person or a company?
It is a company.
So, I don't know. I just Nintendo?
Cool. Bungie. Oh, so you're not familiar with the bungee shot?
The bungee shot. No, is that where they fire out of a cannon with a bungee cord?
No, that's a little bit later in the, usually a little bit later in the night. You're going to keep drinking. You take, and as soon as that shot hits your throat, it is back in your mouth.
Gotcha.
Right? Doing everything you can. Damn. Have to spit it on everyone. Yeah. Yeah, they call that the bungee shot.
I have heard of that. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
The
bungee shot.
All right, Wade, your question. Papua New Guinea is a part of what continent?
I want to say Australia.
Asia?
Asia.
Question four. Question number four. In what decade was the word internet invented?
Ooh, I want to say the 90s?
70s?
80s.
Damn,
80s.
80s.
Wow. That makes more sense.
All right, Wade. What are the three colors of the Jamaican flag?
Well, let's see. It seems like down there they all got some green involved.
Yep.
Some white involved.
It's always a neutral.
Yeah, I almost want to say red.
Green and yellow?
Black.
You got the green. You got
green,
the...
yellow, red.
Green, yellow, black.
Black.
Green, yellow, green, yellow, black. Okay.
Yeah. Question six. Hey, Wade, real quick, are you a drummer?
Yes, I am a drummer.
All right. Stefan says, what's up? He worked with you at the Carlisle back in 2018. He says, dude was cool. I was not.
Yeah, I remember working with him down there, yeah.
And are you still driving your big Lincoln?
No, I sold that to Froblo, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
All right. Your question, what is the only alcoholic beverage that one can buy in Moore County, Tennessee?
Tennessee, it's got to be whiskey, right?
Yeah, very specific.
Specific.
Jack Daniels?
Yes, indeed.
Well, you can buy it at the...
You can buy it there? You can buy it. You cannot consume it. So you can consume it if you're at the distillery on the tour, right? But it's a dry county. But Jack Daniels is responsible for, I don't know, 100% of all the income there. So it's like, look, you can buy the Jack Daniels in Moore County, but you cannot drink the Jack Daniels in Moore County.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
That sucks.
Well, you should be able to take it home with you when you finish the tour. So that's the typical thing when you go to any, even if you're taking the cheese tour to Tillamook.
Right, coming don't home with cheese something. And ice cream, right?
Or don't drink it here.
Cheese and ice cream.
Hello.
What else would you go to Tillamook?
It's fantastic.
Hello, Cortland. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Cortland, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you drinking?
Space dust.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. All right, our men's room poll. Who is the best-looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
It's going to be the mom.
The mom.
Did your friends let you know that growing up?
No, because she was older, but my daughter looks a lot like my mom.
And are you hearing things about your daughter now?
No.
If they're smart, they don't tell dad.
Don't tell
dad. Yeah, I mean, all, man.
Is your dad a good look? Was he your dad? Is dad good looking?
Yeah, dad was good looking.
All right.
But I'm probably not as good looking as dad.
So you got the ugly stick then. If your kid's good looking, your dad's good looking, your mom's good looking, like you're in the middle of ugly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the ex-wife was good looking, so... Yeah.
So basically, you're the ugliest member of your family is what we're gathering out of this.
I'm thinking.
Did your ex-wife leave you because of your ugliness?
Said, I can't do it anymore, Cortland.
I got to take
off. Hang on there, buddy. Hang on.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
No more F-bombs, Cortland. Although we do appreciate the honesty.
Yeah,
I do like that. She left me because I'm a dumb F. All right. All right, Cortland, here's your question. The tercel, as in the bird, not the car, the tercel is the male version of what bird?
Ooh. Ooh. Cockatoo?
Cockatoo, yes.
Falcon?
Hawk.
Hawk. Ah. So a tercel's a bird?
It is a bird.
That little ass car is a bird.
It's a little bird. There it is.
I didn't know that.
I like that you went cockatoo because I'm sure they were like, what do we want to name our car after?
It just sounds like one of those things they made up.
It does.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually a bird.
Everything's made up, Miles.
I know, but still.
All words are made up.
It is. He's right. I always thought that. It is shocking the amount of research they put into that stuff.
It is. And then a lot of times where something sounds like an actual word, they're like, no, we completely made that word up because it sounds cool.
Correct.
But yeah, tercel, I had no idea until about, 24 hours ago.
Right, like most car names are right. But then Haagen-Dazs, American company, they just thought it sounded European and fancier.
Right, sounds fancier, charge a little more.
It's the truth, I think of it as fancier. Don't know why.
Because it's called Haagen-Dazs.
There you go.
Literally, that's it, man.
Just walked myself in a circle.
All right, your question. What is the Spanish word for navy?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good word.
For what?
Navy.
Navy.
Like the English had a navy. The Spanish had a...
Oh, for the Armada.
Yeah.
Oh, the Armada.
Right. Isn't there a vehicle called the Armada?
No.
There is.
No.
Yeah, the Nissan Armada.
No, it's an
Altima.
No, there's an Altima. I'm pretty sure there's
an Armada.
Armada.
Yep. It's a big old SUV.
What?
If you're going to call the Armada.
A bird and a boat?
Shouldn't I get more than one vehicle then if it's an Armada?
No, so Nissan's got
the Nissan.
Nissan's
Armada.
Got the boat. All right. And then Toyota's got the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how this works.
We're doing car questions today.
Yeah, I do.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Nathan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay.
Spent how long this phone call takes. I'm just about to the house.
All right. Nathan, our men's room poll. Who's the best-looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Well, I think I'm going to go with my dad. He's not a beautiful man, but he's better-looking than anyone else in the family.
Damn. Okay. Did any of it get passed on to you?
Most definitely, yes.
Most definitely, yes.
At least that's what they tell me.
Oh, no, so it worked out in your favor, then?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, good for you. All right. Here is your question. What musician married Carrie Fisher back in 1983?
Nice.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
He's currently married to Edie Brickell. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
I got no idea. Ozzy Osbourne.
Paul Simon.
Yes, Paul Simon. That would be awesome. Ozzy Osbourne and Princess Leia.
Dress up as Princess Leia. For
sure make for a good sequel.
Oh, yeah. All right, your question. What state saw the start of the American Revolution?
You give me a new hope.
Let's see. Was it New York?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Boston.
Massachusetts, right?
How close? Welcome to Boston.
That bus strikes on the back.
Dirty talk of Ozzy Osbourne.
That's Carrie Fisher.
All right, your question. What actor played the title character of The Postman?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Kevin Costner?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I'm just the postman. Nice.
I never saw that one. Is it as bad as the commercials
I've
made it
look? I've only seen clips, and it doesn't look good at all. Nobody ever claims, like, hey, man, watch The Postman.
What about Waterworld? That's another one of his.
That's not bad.
The only one that I heard
really,
like that one
it's
is
just
my
too
dad.
Long. It should have been 3 hours. If they had cut it down to two, everyone would have been happy.
If that movie was on TV, my dad was watching it.
Waterworld?
Yeah.
I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper's in it. I mean, it's got
never actually saw the movie. Like, I saw the commercials, and maybe it's better than the commercials made it look, but I'm like, that looks stupid.
More of Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
4th of July foods coming up at 4:30 with the head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Camille. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, fellas.
Hola. Camille, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober.
Are you drinking over there, Camille?
No, I am not.
Are you smoking over there?
Yes, I am.
Are you smoking methamphetamine?
Hell no.
Crack. Because the guy outside is.
Man, oh man.
Jesus.
Okay.
Really?
He's having a hard time. So we're trying to figure out, right? So we've seen a lot of meth heads. We've seen people tweak out. So when you start tweaking and you're twitching and all that stuff, which Miles and I were just discussing, like, are you on your way up? Are you on your way down? Or is that the peak?
Is that meth? Is that fentanyl? What is it?
Well, people, a lot of people now are smoking fent.
That's
the big switch.
Okay. Yes, he was having a moment.
Okay, Camille.
Yeah, that's why you don't see nearly as many needles and stuff.
I guess that's the bright side, right?
Okay. There is one. Yeah.
Camille, our men's room poll. Who is the best looking member of your family? Would you say it's a parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Cousin, hands down.
Okay.
Oh, hands down.
Cousin also dominating on Twitter.
Female or male?
Female. She looks like the good-looking Olsen twin. Or not twin, sister. The oldest one.
The oldest one. Elizabeth Olsen.
The one that eats.
Yes. Yeah.
The one that eats.
Like she's the good-looking twin.
The one that doesn't date 70-year-old men.
That's the one.
God, those girls are weird looking.
They
man, the
are
twins.
Weird.
I don't know. Do they smile? Is there a picture of them? Not when they were children. On was a full house, whatever the hell. Oh, yeah. Where they're smiling. Like, every time someone takes a picture, it really looks like they're leaving a funeral.
If I saw them in any venue, anywhere in the world, I walked into a room and they're there holding hands, I'm walking out. I'm walking out. Something bad's happening. I'm walking out.
I feel like they're the grown-up version of the twins from The Shining.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they can stand hands, in the hallway.
I'm walking out.
Do you want to play with us?
No.
Looking at photos, I think that, you know, they have a collective twin power where only one of them has the strength to smile. I think they go in shifts.
But it's not even a smile. That's a smile someone gives you when they actually hate your guts.
I mean, most of the time, both of them just have a smolder going on there. But I think, you know, in certain situations, like, well, one of you has to smile. Like, okay,
Can one of you please just smile?
I'll take this one.
It's your turn.
I feel like it would look like the Joker's smile.
Yeah, it kind of does.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah. What if behind doors they're just happy-go-lucky, cutting up? This is just their public persona.
Like, what is it?
Jesus, God.
That looks,
God
damn. Maybe
you would leave.
I would hope that that's a surprise shot. Like, hey,
leave.
Over here.
No, I would leave. Why are they all so close together? Can't they ever just separate?
No.
It's almost like they're conjoined.
Like, seriously, you never see them when they're not picked.
Well, what did he Google? Olsen twins?
I mean, he's separated.
Okay. That's fair. Fair enough.
Well, I just saw it. I was like, well, he did Google Olsen twins.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow, that was together, these photos.
Let me do Mary-Kate Olsen and see if she's ever alone. Okay, not always.
They're emotional support sisters.
Yeah.
Do I look as crazy as you do?
Cosmically
yes,
connected.
We're identical twins.
Cosmically connected.
God. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. They just freak me out. There's just something not right about them. They're like someone you cast in a horror movie and they don't really have lines. They just stand outside your window and stare in or something. That's what they smell like. They're just across the street staring at your house and you're uncomfortable. They don't do anything.
Buy my perfume.
I'm selling Girl Scout cookies.
Remember me from
They're
the
made
90s?
Out of real Girl Scouts.
You got it, dude.
All right. Here is your question. A tetrapod is an animal with how many feet?
Tetra. That'd be
10.
30?
4.
4.
Yeah, so like your dog? Well, I'm assuming your dog has 4 feet.
You're kidding me. All right.
Tetrapod. Okay.
Yeah, no, you guys are right. You took the prefix.
It wouldn't be a quad pod?
A quad pod.
You got a tripod, no. Not a quad pod. Come on.
Yeah,
I got a tripod.
I think they just call them quadrupeds.
Your
husband?
No, my dog.
Oh. Damn.
I know. I'm there with 10.
Yeah, I thought I was like, all right, good for you.
Well done.
Well, you got a three-legged dog?
Congratulations.
I do. Yes.
How did the dog lose its leg?
It was actually born with a defected leg.
Oh. So what, are they just taking off?
It's her strong arm. We call it her strong arm.
So wait, it's there. Does it just kind of hang weird? Does it actually meet the floor or what?
It's like she's giving dabs all the time. It's really strange.
It's like she's doing what all the time?
Dabbing people.
Oh, okay.
Is it rude if people, like if I saw you and your dog in the park and I was like, sweet, still getting on, you know, still walking. Is that all right, or is that rude?
I get it all the time. She's a wonder. She can fly faster than my four-legged dog.
All right. Really? I see this one three-legged dog on my walks. I'm always like, good for you.
Getting out there. One in the front or one in the back?
That one dog's missing one up front.
Oh. Okay.
Seems if dogs are missing legs, it's up front.
Right. If they're missing one. I feel like they're missing both, then it's in the back. And they get one of those wheel things.
Then they get the little scooters.
Yeah. All right. All right, let me ask you a question, right? So I got a dog that's missing its hind legs, and I got one of those scooter things for his butt. Can I park in the handicap space?
If you're taking him to the park, I would think so.
So, I mean, if I'm going to, like, the dog park or something, like, I'm fine, because it has someone in a wheelchair. My dog, obviously not a person, but it's the equivalent of, like,
no,
a dog.
You can't.
No,
you can't. Nope.
That's crap.
No, you can't.
Because you don't need the
extra space. Everybody getting mad about it, though.
I don't know.
Because you don't need the extra space.
No.
Those handicap spots, they leave in some extra space to be able to get the chair out.
Okay, fine. I was just asking.
So, no, you get to just carry your small-ass dog out.
No, I have to tell my kid, we're taking the dog back to the pound. I thought we'd get parking out of this. All right. Here is your question. What network has aired Shark Week every summer since 1988?
Discovery.
Got it. Nice job, Camille.
Well done.
Discovery. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
What's the... So, there's Shark Week on Discovery.
And then Nat Geo has...
With Shark...
Sharkapalooza.
Hang on.
What is there? Because they run them one week different.
They're owned by the same people, right? And they run
Shark Fest. Okay.
Shark Fest.
Oh, man. Remember my first Shark Fest.
I was tripping for days.
By the way, somebody here says Tetra is the Greek prefix for four. Hence, when you play Tetris, it's four lines. You guys were thinking of the Latin prefixes, so...
Okay.
It's a tetrapod.
So I went Tetris with it. I was like, I don't know. So I wasn't thinking either any of that. I had no idea.
Me neither. Are we just duopods?
I guess. Dupods.
Yeah, I'm a dupod. A dupod, all right. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Tony, are you sober or not sober?
Non-sober.
Oh, yeah. Did you just take a bong rip, man?
Dude, you literally guys just caught me. I was like, man, I've been whole hope for a little bit. We need to pick it back up here.
You know, it's gonna happen that way every time. Okay, Tony, who is the best looking member of your family? A parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
I'd probably say my mom.
Your mom.
All right. Yeah. Have other people said that?
Safe call.
Did your friends think your mom was hot?
I definitely had a couple of them, but luckily my buddy Steven had a hotter mom, so it worked out.
Okay, thank God.
Dude, Steven's mom was hot.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was. Baby. Legs for days.
Nice.
God, my buddy.
Hey, Ted LaRp on. Love the podcast, brother.
Oh, thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
New episode out now.
Well, there is. Got a new sponsor, too. On the Odyssey app.
Hey, there you go. There you go. I thought you were going to say dip responsibly.
I almost said dip responsibly. I heard a sound effect.
It's got an update. We're not dupods, man. We're bipeds. They're right. We're bipedal. We're bipeds.
I thought that would go
What's
to
What's wrong bipedal? Does that make you giggle?
It sounds insulting.
Bipedal?
I'm bipedal.
Yeah. It just means you walk on two legs.
Man, don't be talking to me, you bipedal.
Well, you mean biped at that point. All right. Tony, your question. The plane carrying what country's rugby team crashed on October 13th, 1972, inspiring the movie Alive?
Ooh, gosh, I am not familiar with that. I was don't know my history, and I was born in 86, boys, so...
Way to rub it in.
Gosh, sorry, what was the question again?
So, carrying what country's rugby team crashed on October 13th, 1972. So, you've never heard about this at all?
They ended up eating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a famous
movie. Oh, it was
movie.
That one?
It's a South American country.
I know where it crashed. I know it's South. I just don't know which country.
Right, that's the thing. I always get it wrong, but yeah. So, yeah, that's the story. Well, those guys up in the mountains.
Thanks for the hint. At least you gave me the continent there because I was going for another one. let's go Brazil.
Brazil.
Was it Bolivia?
It was not Bolivia.
Was it Colombia?
It was not Colombia.
Hang on.
Chile.
Peruvian?
Not Peruvian. I always Colombia. Think Peru. It's not
Venezuelan.
No. Nope.
It's not Chile?
It's not Chile.
Argentina.
Not in Argentina. Come on, man.
What else is down? Uruguay. Venezuelan.
Uruguay.
Of course it's Uruguay.
That was your next guess.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. I don't know why I repeated that.
It's just...
Well, you're a girl.
Paraguay.
Yeah, because there's Uruguay and Paraguay, right?
Yeah.
Paraguay.
A lot of guys down
there. Yeah, a lot of guys. There's a pair of guys over there. You're a guy.
There's a pair of guys there.
A pair of guys. You're a guy. Clean shaven, we call her Brazil. All right.
Tastes nice. That's chili.
The one with the big butt called the chili. Little and cockney. All right. Here is your question. Who was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's father? He was a serious demon.
Yes, he was.
What?
Cover your nose.
I even remember.
You don't remember
I remember
that?
Watching that movie.
You don't remember watching.
No, I do.
Okay, thank
is there
you.
Is there a party named after this guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of eating people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can I get a hint or something? I got nothing here, guys.
There's a party named after this and also a kebab.
Very right, yeah.
If you pronounce it like I would.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know that until I said
shish kebab?
Shish kebab the reindeer.
This is my dad's shish kebab. I think his fate has been sealed. Donner.
Is it Donar? Oh. Is that how they would say it if you were over in England?
Dooner.
I call it Donar.
What's a Donar party?
Dooner.
You don't remember the Donar party?
They were on the Oregon Trail, and they get stuck because they timed it out wrong. And they literally had to eat each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't heard a lot about cannibalism until the rugby thing.
Right.
Okay. It's a lot of cannibalistic questions on this one.
What's wrong with you?
Technically, we're just talking about Rudolph's dad.
All right.
Wasn't really involved in the cannibal part.
Yeah, but you did the cannibal question before that. Now it's a cannibal question again.
What was cannibal? No.
A plane that crashed in from Uruguay.
Uruguay, yes.
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
That's two cannibal questions in a row.
All right, your question. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, exactly.
Hang on. In Thrill's defense, Mike's hint turned it into an eating people clue again.
Because Mike wants to eat people.
Yeah, but he's at Donner Party. They eat people. It's the name of the...
Well, Donner the Reindeer ate people.
Yes, I'm saying. How do you know?
We don't know that.
That's right.
We don't know that Donner did not eat people.
I don't know that.
Right.
Maybe
so don't just throw it out there.
He ate elves.
If you damn. He was such a D on that show, he may have. Who's your buddy Herbie? I'm going to eat him.
Because one of my toys, he'll make a meal.
I'm Donner and I'm goddamn crazy.
And hungry.
My son's a freak and I'm going to eat an elf.
Get over here, dentist.
Kiss my ass saying I'm eating another elf. All right. Your question, what was the name of the main villain in the movie Justice League? Those are the name of a classic rock band.
Yeah.
That's not I've never seen Justice League.
Neither have I. What was the song?
I am racking my Born to Be Wild.
Okay.
Born to Be Wild.
So you're looking for the band for that one?
It's the same as the name of the villain in Justice League. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Oh.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And he was a cannibal, I thought.
God, I got nothing. I'm just going to throw out a guess. Sublime.
Sublime. Nice. Oh, that's a pretty cool name for a villain.
My God, it's Sublime. Sublime. He's destroying the city.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. Right. That is correct.
Oh.
Steppenwolf. Not to be confused with his cousin, Steppendew. All right.
Steppen cow.
All right, your question. What meat is Wiener Schnitzel traditionally made from?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener.
Wiener Schnitzel. I want to say, is that just pork?
Veal.
Veal.
Oh, veal.
Question five, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a smart guy. He's just struggling right now.
It's fair. It happens.
Dude, you're just not hitting the wheelhouse, boys.
Sorry, yeah. Man. Well, here's a question.
You're not hitting the spot.
We all do better by ourselves. Sometimes when you're called to the stage, you know, you don't do as well.
I honestly feel like that, and I laugh at every caller that says that. So, oh, and by the way, every caller out there, please just give a guess. I hate it when you guys are just like, I don't know. I give up. Just throw a guess out. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Say it louder for those in the back, Tony.
Thank you. Something. Please. Thank you. I beg you. I see every time when you guys do this, you drive me bananas. That's my soapbox.
Bananas.
Appreciate you.
I mean, look, man, you did it. We asked Rudolph's father's name. You just went shish kebab. Doesn't matter. Just throw something out there.
Right?
Doing their kebab.
You got to.
All right, Tony, here's your question. Don't act like you don't know this. What type of berry is tested for ripeness by seeing if it bounces?
Oh, that'd be a blueberry.
Cranberry.
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 How did you know that?
You don't bounce your cranberries?
Well, I do when no one's home.
The older you get.
So would they be mad at the grocery store if I start bouncing cranberries off the floor? Like, hey, man.
I don't know if I've actually seen cranberries that weren't
loose.
That weren't processed to some degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So even if
they're
in
gel, they're still like, you know, in a kind of a...
All right, here's your question. What band has the most number one hits with 20 songs hitting number one?
Ooh.
It's kind of not a surprise.
Tony, you were the fifth one.
You were the fifth.
That's exactly
Beatles.
Yeah,
Beatles.
Yeah.
There
right.
we go.
Yeah,
right
man.
On. Good talking to you, boys.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man.
See you,
Tony.
Game is Big W, 206-803-ROCK. Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, James, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, James, our men's room poll. Who is the best-looking member of your family? Parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
Oh, cousin, hand down.
Say cousin, hands down?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, James. Here is your question. The character Harold Payne was the main villain of what 1994 action movie? Dennis Hopper played the character. Back to Dennis Hopper. Cannibals and Dennis Hopper. That's all we're talking about.
Only Dennis Hopper movie I can think of is Speed, but I know that's not it.
Oh, that's one of
them.
Speed.
Yeah, it was Speed.
Watch Blue Velvet one night.
Or don't. All right, hang on. Before we let you go, man, let's give you a 50-50 question. Okay, true or false? True or false? A cross between a horse and a zebra is called a hobra.
False.
A cross between a zebra and a what?
A cross between a zebra and a horse. So
it is a zorse.
Well, it depends. A male zebra plus a female horse is called a zorse.
A zorse. And the other one's called a hebra.
The female zebra plus a male horse is called a zonkey.
A zonkey.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been giggling about that all day.
How was your night last night?
Hooked it up with a zonkey.
What's up, you jab zonkey? That's what that zonkey. You got it on with a zonkey?
Where the zonkeys at?
Bucket list.
Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Edward, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, driving home from work.
All right. At least that's over. Okay, Edward, who's the best-looking member of your family? Is it one of your parents, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
It probably has to be my younger sister.
Younger sister. How much younger than you?
6 years.
Does she look anything like your mom or your dad?
No, not really.
That's weird.
Maybe like my dad, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they both have a neck beard. All right, Edward. Here is your question. Who directed 2001, A Space Odyssey, and the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
No idea. So, M. Night Shyamalan.
Stanley Kubrick?
Stanley Kubrick.
Kubrick. I said Kubiak, like Gary Kubiak.
Yeah. All right, multiple choice question for you. During World War II, the United States declared war against how many countries? Four, five, six, or seven?
It was Japan, Germany. It was five.
Six. So there's Japan, Germany,
Italy,
Bulgaria, Hungary, and of course those bastards in Romania. How could we forget that?
Romanians.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, too, the Italians. Like,
yeah, we got to switch.
They 40, flopped, right?
Yeah. Right, when you get to about 45, they're like, no. You know what? That was a bad idea. We're with you guys.
Oh, we're about to lose. Yeah, we're allies now, man. Sorry, but just forgive the first 5 years of that stuff, man. It's all good, right?
It'd be like watching a sporting event, and then, like, I don't know, at the end of the Seahawks game, they're down 14, and one of the Seahawks players just walks across the field.
Like, puts on the other team's uniform.
I'm with them now. That's not how this works.
And we're about to win the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Cool. Good work, guys. All right, your question. What spicy sausage, often used in Cajun and Creole dishes, is seasoned with cayenne pepper and garlic?
I do it.
What's that?
The Andouille sausage.
I'm going to give it to you.
You can't say it.
Andouille.
Isn't it Andouille?
That's what I say.
Andouille.
I've only ever heard people say Andouille, even when I was in restaurants. Andouille.
Well, that's the way they say it in New Orleans, but it's New Orleans.
Right, but it also it has like that French Creole Cajun kind of whatever attached to it.
So I think that's the way
like
you
Boudin.
Boudin.
But, right, then no way can you spell it.
Right.
I think that's the way you pronounce it, though.
I think
we got ruined by Ratatouille.
Ratatouille screwed up Andouille?
Well, just now we see something spelled like that, you think you got to announce the Tui part.
Oh,
Tui. You're saying Ratatouille has ruined people on their ability to pronounce Andouille.
Well, it should be Andouille sausage, not...
Not Andouille?
Not Andouille.
Okay, not Ratatouille.
Head chef's on the way. Ted's beef and potatoes talking 4th of July foods.
You ever seen Ratatouille?
We catch your emails. Go to next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.